Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to another episode of Positive Affirmations for Confidence, Self-Worth Reset. I'm so glad you're here today. Now, let's talk about something we all deal with from time to time. Anxiety, that nagging feeling of worry, that tightness in your chest, the racing thoughts. Ever felt like your mind is playing a non-stop loop of what-ifs? We've all been there, right? But what if I told you there's a powerful tool that can help you combat anxiety and regain control over those anxious thoughts? It's not magic, it's not some complicated technique. It's something we often overlook. Positive thinking. And no, I'm not talking about putting on rose-colored glasses and ignoring reality. This is about shifting your mindset, choosing to focus on the good, and believing in your ability to overcome challenges. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you harness the power of positive thinking and conquer anxiety. Firstly, awareness is key. You can't change what you don't acknowledge. Start paying attention to those anxious thoughts when they creep in. Notice the physical sensations, the racing heart, the tension in your shoulders. By becoming aware of these signs, you can start to interrupt the cycle before it spirals out of control. Think of it like catching a thought before it becomes a full-blown worry monster. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. When those what-if scenarios pop into your head, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What's the evidence to support it? Often, our anxiety stems from unfounded fears and worst-case scenarios. By questioning these thoughts, you can start to see them for what they are. Just thoughts, not facts. Remember, you have the power to choose which thoughts you focus on. Now, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the negatives, but focusing on the good things in your life can make a world of difference. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you see the bigger picture. Let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone experiences anxiety at times. It's normal, it's human. Instead of beating yourself up when those anxious feelings arise, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're doing the best you can. Finally, take action. Positive thinking isn't just about wishful thinking. It's about taking steps to create the life you want. Set realistic goals, break them down into smaller steps, and celebrate your accomplishments along the way. Action breeds confidence, and confidence helps to quell anxiety. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You've got a big presentation coming up, and your stomach is churning with nerves. You start replaying every potential disaster in your head, stumbling over words, forgetting key points, the audience falling asleep. It's enough to make anyone want to hide under the covers. But wait, remember our 5 key takeaways? First, you acknowledge those anxious thoughts. Okay, I'm feeling nervous, but it's okay. Next, you challenge them. Have I actually messed up a presentation before? Probably not. Then, focus on what you're grateful for. The opportunity to share your ideas, the chance to learn and grow. You practice self-compassion, reminding yourself that everyone gets nervous sometimes. And finally, you take action. You rehearse your presentation, visualize success, and prepare thoroughly. By focusing on these positive steps, you transform those anxious feelings into excitement and confidence. So, remember, friends, the power to overcome anxiety lies within you. Embrace positive thinking, challenge those negative thoughts, and take action towards the life you want. You've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Let me know what techniques have worked for you in overcoming anxiety. And if you found this episode helpful, please consider leaving a review. Your feedback helps others find their way to more confidence and self-worth. I'll be back tomorrow with another inspiring episode. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.